Today is Monday, July 27th, 2020. Today's passage is John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. I read it both in my Message Bible and in my Study Bible. What stuck with me today was verse 5. In my Study Bible it reads, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." To me, it's no surprise that this is the part that made me pause and ponder. As I have said, today is Monday. Now, I usually update my podcast on Saturdays because that's the day I choose to set aside some time and ponder my passages. This weekend, however, my husband and I went camping for the second time this summer. On Friday, after work, we drove over 3.5 hours to get there, and then had to set up camp. Between making the tent, getting dinner together for our youngest and his friend, taking care of our dog, and trying to enjoy a fireside chat, we tired ourselves out. On Saturday morning, I found myself falling asleep repeatedly while trying to do my Bible study. So I decided to study and reflect after our trip. Now I know you're probably wondering why I'm bringing up our trip. I'd be wondering the same thing if I was listening, so I'll get to it. If anyone has ever been camping, you would know how dark the nights can be. There are no street lamps, no city bustle of cars with lights to guide them. It is a thick, deep, all-around darkness that envelops you. Yes, you can see the stars, but although beautiful, they cannot illuminate your way. There are a few things that I feel in the absence of light. For one thing, it can be a little scary, especially if you have a poor sense of direction. You can find yourself going the wrong way without even knowing it. Sometimes, you can feel so sure that you're on a path that you know, and then find yourself in a place you don't know. I've also found darkness to be lonely. Lonely and cold. So there I was, camping with my family, and I had to use the restroom. My husband asked me if I needed an escort, as he is well aware of my terrible sense of direction. Especially in the dark. The shortcut to the restroom was a straight line through the woods. I declined his assistance, and, lantern in hand, I went on my way. Getting to the restroom was easy. After I was done, I went out into the woods in the direction I thought our site was in. After a minute, I realized I had forgotten to turn on my lantern. I looked around and noticed I was not going where I thought I was. I didn't know how to correct myself, and I was actually wandering into someone else's camp. A couple, sitting by their fire, asked me what site I was looking for, and I said 36. They said, "This is site 2. I went back to the restrooms, and with my lamp now lit, I was able to see our tent. Now on the right path, I was able to get back and find the love of my life waiting patiently for me. In the absence of light, it's easy to get lost. That is true while camping and in life. I struggled many years in an unbearable darkness, lost, trying to find my way without relying on God's light. While I did so, I felt my heart getting colder and lonelier as I struggled to gain control and find my way in the dark. I felt lost, like I didn't belong. Thankfully, like the campers in Site 2, in the middle of my darkest darkness, there was a beacon of light that let me know I was going the wrong way and help me find the right direction. God is always there. in the places that we feel lost and alone. He's able to let us know in ways that only God can, that we are never too far from Him, that our darkness will never be a reason why we cannot find Him. His light will always penetrate. It never goes out. His love is bright and constant, never relying on our actions. His unconditional, never failing alwaysness is there for all of us to bear witness to. A beacon always calling us to Him, always illuminating our way back home. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, read from the Bible in Contemporary Language, The Message. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. There was once a man, his name John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world. The world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true selves, their children of God selves. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son. Generous inside and out, true from start to finish. John pointed him out and called, "This is the one I told you was coming after me, but in fact was ahead of me. He has always been ahead of me. He has always had the first word." We all live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. We got the basics from Moses, and then this exuberant giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus, the Messiah. No one has ever seen God, not so much as a glimpse. This one-of-a-kind God expression, who exists at the very heart of the Father, has made him plain as day. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, read from my study Bible, NAB. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by nature or natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him."